I'm not good news.
It's R.A.D.
Just the good stuff, baby.
So tell him getting older.
I'm never getting married.
Would one of y'all mind?
Tyler, I think you could get into it now. You don't need to get married.
I've seen the movies. I've seen, like, enough of the show.
That's the thing. We're starting the episode now. Whatever. The movies are, like, I haven't watched them since watching the show. But the movies, when I watched them, I was like, this is sure a hell of a time. Didn't really get into it. Couldn't, whatever. Now watching the show, I'm like, oh, this is, like, it's genuinely fun. It's, like,
yeah,
good jokes. Fun characters, some really stupid characters, but it's
what's funny is that we went live after you said the name of the show, so everyone assumes you're talking about like Attack on Titan or something, and it's it's Sex in the City.
Not talking anime, anyone, unless you consider.
Speaking of Attack on Titan, I was watching the Dodgers game today while I was sending out emails, and the keyboardist who was doing the like interstitials and stuff like that, the theme to Attack on Titan like multiple times. And it took me a second to get it. But once I got it, I was like, weeb.
That's great.
It was great.
Was it the like, dun 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 dun?
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, it was fun.
That's a great theme to play.
I would love that job of like baseball organist.
Yeah.
Just like picking on I love when they do like a fun one, like if someone's last name has like a pun and they do, and you gotta like think about it, and you're like, why is he, it's because his last name is that, and he's doing
it's so funny. I follow the Braves organist, shout out Matthew Kaminsky. In the off season he'll play like college games and sort of things, and he'll like reach out through social media with a photo of like the opposing team's roster. He's like, hey, can anyone think of anything for these names, which I always think is fun. But he also offered in the off season piano lessons, and I was like, how cool would it be to get piano lessons from the Braves organist? So if he does it again next season, maybe I'll take him up on it.
What I also follow the Braves organ boy, which is like the organist, but he's just the guy who's on hand in case like Austin Riley needs a new liver.
I thought he was like, he polished the keys.
In baseball, the organ boy. They call him Tommy John. So when you hear about Tommy John surgery, it's because they're taking an organ from their organ boy. Old Tommy John. It's what the Bat Boy's leading up to. Get him conditioned.
We can't make jokes about it now because it was a medical thing, but one of my theories for Princess Kate was she was getting Tommy John surgery.
We can't joke about it.
Can't joke about anything.
Can you imagine if Princess Kate came out with like an incredible like 93 mile per hour slider?
Yes, I can. That was my theory.
She's back on Easter, and she's just
the new
like,
southpaw pitcher for the Royals.
She's just like Princess Kate has reappeared in Kansas City.
She's doing a platoon.
Not Princess Kate.
The Royals is a good. That's a good joke. I'm sorry.
Respect. Did I say
respect.
Sometimes my two brain cells touch each other, and something comes out.
Ugh.
No, that didn't. They didn't in that instance. They didn't in that instance.
Something comes out.
Just.
There's gotta be a better way.
Just like, guys, instead of saying I'm thinking, like, guys, wait, my neurons are jacking off. Hold on.
And we've lost half of our viewers. Hey, everybody, come to youtube.com/@radishpod. We're on YouTube now.
Yeah.
We promise we'll be better next time.
Here's the thing. We weren't nearly naked enough for Twitch.
That's true.
I don't know if you've seen the Twitch meta, but it's currently green screen body paint where you stand naked and project Valorant on yourself.
Wow. That's creative.
It is. We're not doing that though. We play Paper Mario on this channel sometimes. That's about the extent of our gaming streaming.
You don't want to see our bodies green screen painted.
It's like Paper Mario that makes you nauseous.
I wanted to be Mystique from X-Men, but I only got one shade of blue. Now it's not so good.
I think you're saying I only got one cheek painted.
They only had enough money to do the makeup on one cheek.
I just got one. It's got one blue butt cheek. I ran out of paint.
I got Mystique powers, but it's for one ass cheek. It could be the ass cheek of anyone you can think of.
Is that Regis Philbin's ass cheek?
Only Kelly Ripa and Kathy Lee Gifford will know.
His voice and mannerisms simply thrilled me as a child.
That phrase is just really stuck with me. There's a, Will, I don't know if you've seen him. There's a Kia dealership, like, owner in the Metro Atlanta area. I'll shout him out. The Calavan Kia. He does, like, ads throughout the morning. You all know my affinity for the Today Show.
Yeah, sure. I'm the same way.
You'll see Calavan Kia ads, and he looks like the billionaire guy. You know, like the billionaire, like, I'm making myself youthful. But he looks a little more approachable than that.
Oh, but that guy rocks. I've come around on that guy.
But the Calavan Kia guy, I'm just like, his mannerisms and voice really just thrill me in the morning. It's great. He's like shooting basketballs right now. I don't know what he's going to do next. Can't wait. Never going to buy a Kia in my life, but
hey, fun stuff. Speaking of local commercials,
do you know the commercial?
No, but they're fine cars. They're not great. You can't say you never will drive a Kia in your life.
Well, hey, we'll buy a Kia.
How many cars do you have in your life?
Three.
It's a decision you can
easily rule out. If you're lucky, seven.
Lucky seven.
Yeah. Lucky seven. Yeah, what if Kia start coming out with, like, really cool cars?
I mean, some of their stuff is pretty nice, but I don't know.
What if a lot of things happen, Tyler?
Yeah.
That's true.
I like a Toyota. I like a Honda. Welcome to the used car podcast. This is Radish. I'm your host this week, Sean, and I drive a 2008 Toyota Yaris.
Mm. Is Car Talk open? Like, can we use the name Car Talk now? That the Car Talk?
Is it gone?
Well, they passed away.
Both?
I didn't know that. Rest in peace to both of them.
I think both. I know at least one of them did. Car Talk.
They're both alive.
Yeah, they're both alive and all listening to this. No, one died in 2014.
Damn.
The other one is still alive, so he could still be out there looking for another new brother or something.
He could still litigate.
Yeah,
so.
He could still.
Yeah.
Looking still for a new host.
So can the estate of the other Car Talk host. 10 years down the line.
Speaking of local commercials, there's a commercial that plays in Atlanta for Pinnacle Home something. It's got this little girl, and she can't say Pinnacle, and she keeps saying, it's Pinnacle. And it's run for several years, and the girl has gone from a toddler to an elementary school age child. And I so badly want them to commit and have the kid go to high school age and still can't say it right. And the lore is like them seeing specialists.
A speech language pathologist.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Pinnacle. Pinnacle. No.
It gets really sad. They have to put her down.
We have to bury her in the roof or whatever they do.
it's like sighting.
I get a very light level of like envious of kids like these because it's like, oh, they have like it's my first day of sophomore year in my English class and I have my interesting fact immediately down. Especially if she's still in the Metro Atlanta area. Like, I'm the Pinnacle girl. And everyone's like, what? Because no one watches network TV anymore, except if you're over 30, apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, you get an antenna at Best Buy for $9, and suddenly you're watching The View.
Yeah.
This is the...
Can't watch the Braves, though.
Can't Fucking watch the Braves. All right.
You can't watch
Welcome
the Braves
to Radish.
If you pay for the Braves. It's
because Bally Sports, holy shit. Don't get me started. It's opening day, and I'm going to get heated about it.
Bally Sports, for not watching the Braves.
It's like, we are the only people that host the Braves. If you have,
we just did away with our contract with Bally Sports. We could finally see Diamondbacks on cable now. So
God bless you. Yeah, it's all I need is for them to just sign, just like, hey, Hulu or YouTube TV, we'd love to broadcast on your channel since you're growing in popularity. But no.
Fuck, what happened to Peachtree TV? That's all I saw my Braves back in the day.
That's
Channel 3.
TBS.
Yeah, that those are all pre-Hulu, man. TBS is We Know Funny now, and the Braves are only sometimes funny. Peachtree TV, I think, is just Family Feud reruns, so... It's all Bally Sports now.
Family Feud's pretty good, though. But there was a Family Feud channel just for...
Yeah,
thought about killing myself. let's introduce the show on that. It's,
yeah. Oh, I introduced the show minutes ago when I said I'd drive a 2008 Toyota Yaris.
Oh, yeah. We got to continue with that bit.
Yeah, I'm Will. I drive a Dodge Stratus.
I'm Tyler, and I drive one of the Flintstone cars.
You both are joking, these days, but you both carry the energy of people who would.
Yeah, 100% I would.
I was thinking this week, the Flintstones theme song is weirdly like mean. It's like Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. It's like it's not let us introduce you. It's a command.
But then the major key is like meet the Flintstones. Like it's like, oh, I kind of would like to. If you would introduce any family like that to me, I'd be like, oh, I'd be into it.
I don't know. If they introduced me to a family and said, you'd have a yabba dabba doo time over there, I'd be like, oh. I don't know about that.
What?
It's like those old people at the Florida villages.
Kids these days, they only know Flintstones for being vitamins mascots, and we really have to keep it. Let's be honest, we're within 5 years of a Flintstones revival of some sort.
I hope so. Get John Goodman back.
Get
Alan Cumming as the Great Gazoo.
Yes.
The most inspired casting of all time. The Traitors as the Great Gazoo.
I forgot he did that.
I'm keeping that. Do y'all know about Vulture Cinematrix?
Not even a little bit.
No, okay. So... I want to say maybe in the past year or two, there's been like puzzles of like baseball related, like saying like, hey, here's this player, here's this stat, and it's presented in a 3x3 grid.
I have seen these. Match, I didn't know what
player
how to play
with
it.
Stat. Yeah, Vulture the magazine has introduced online the Cinematrix, which introduced like it's the same thing, but it's for movies. So they'll give you, like, an actor, like I'll do today's. It won't spoil anything. If you missed out, you missed out. Like, the first square is like, okay, Zoe Saldana. The columns are, begins with a vowel, 100 million U.S. box office, and film set in space. And so you have to name each one of those movies, and you get 9 guesses for all 9 squares. So if you miss one, you're not completing it. I've been playing it every day for the past 3 or 4 weeks.
I don't know. Can we do it? Do we know the answers here?
And I could try it if you want.
Is the space one Guardians?
It's one of them. Yes.
Begins with the vowel.
That's the thing that it's like there are many answers that you could like. You could say Avatar. You can say what was the other one?
Avatar.
Well, she was Uhura, right?
In Star Trek. Yes, in Star Trek. You could also say Star
vowel.
Trek. So basically, you're getting. Like, you're gaming for, like, percentages. Like, I want the lowest percentage for, you know, this answer because that will up my score. Similar, like, there's another row for Matt Damon. And he has, you know, begins with a vowel, 100 million box office, film set in space. For Matt Damon, film begins with a vowel. I did Elysium because I never saw it, but I
good
remember
one.
It.
Could 9%. Also be set in space, though.
It isn't. Yeah, It also could be set in space, but I instead went with The Martian, which had 70%, because that's one of the most obvious answers. I think Interstellar was lower. Yeah, Interstellar would have been good for either of those.
Because he's barely in that.
Exactly.
He jump scares
but me. The Vulture Cinematrix, this is turning into an inadvertent show and tell. It updates every weekday, and it's a super fun little brain puzzle if your brain also works like mine and is sort of an IMDb. I thought I was a human IMDb, but playing this, not as good as I thought it was. But it is a fun little way to start the day of just like, was Jeff Goldblum in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? No, he was not. But yeah, it's recommended if you're into movies and little puzzles.
I love good both of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets tough.
They should do a Wordle where they show you like five scenes of a Matt Damon movie and you have to guess what this is. You have to arrange them.
Unrelated to the word.
Yeah.
I know there are like movie related, like not Wordles maybe, but I think they actually are Wordles where it's like, oh
my God, there was a Wordle for freaking everything last
year.
Yeah.
Like you they give you a screenshot and like, can you guess it from this frame?
Oh. No.
All right. That's we're going to give you the next frame.
The WTF. It's like it's called like, What the Frame or something like that. Yeah, I played that game.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
I feel like I'd be better at that than Cinematrix, but Cinematrix is...
Because the first one's always like an establishing shot that you'll never guess. And by the third one, they're like showing characters. And you're like, oh, okay, that's...
You get it. Been doing a lot of puzzles recently. New York Times. Been doing pretty great with the puzzles.
What do you think of Connections?
It makes me mad, but
I'm not a huge Connections fan. Makes me mad.
It today's I think I failed because of bullshit. Some of the days I do it perfectly. Some other days I get like a few or a solid. But most recently, it's like the first two categories easy done, and the next two categories are like, I don't know. You got to be in my head trying to answer them, and it's bullshit.
It's always like things that can't fit in a canoe. And you're like, wow, I would have... Thank you, Connections, for this poor excuse of a puzzle.
Today's was things with slots. And I'm like, why would I ever think that?
I've been playing... This is also an inadvertent show and tell. I downloaded... I hacked my DS, which I highly... If you have a 3DS, highly recommend it. I will not tell you how to... But if you look it up, it's the first result, and it's really easy. I downloaded Professor Layton and the Curious Village just mainlined that game over like 4 days doing brain teasers.
Nice.
Professor Layton, absolutely. Should be in Smash. Don't know how that would work, but he'd be great.
Maybe presenting like thinking. An easel. Trying to think of a puzzle maker or a puzzle doer would fight in combat.
We have Banjo-Kazooie, famous puzzle solver.
Oh, that's right. They did do puzzle pieces.
Jiggies.
Yeah. Jiggies, that's right.
I don't know if we can say that.
We're on YouTube now. We can.
So let's see what happened this week. Did we all introduce her? Yeah, Tyler said he drove a Flintstones car. We're good.
I do. It's great for the environment. It's terrible for my feet. Because I got to commit to the bit. I do it barefoot.
It's a living. Arizona streets. The dry, hot Arizona streets. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
This is a sweet story. In England... Cheshire, England, a baby hedgehog was rescued by a well-meaning woman. There's a sweet picture here of like a box with some what looks to be cat food with some newspaper to put down and a little fuzzy thing, a little like, oh, it looks like a little baby hedgehog. Turns out it was a pom-pom. She brought it to a shelter. And it looks like it was a little pom-pom, a beanie hat.
British pom-pom. Named it Hoglet.
Hoglet.
British people are so stupid.
Yeah. I want to be like, oh, that is adorable, but that lady should not be driving.
She's driving on the right side of the road.
Yeah, she's.
Oh. This is why we declared our independence.
The woman has not, who brought it into the shelter has not been identified, but the woman who received the hedgehog was like, she appeared to be in her 60s or 70s with well-meaning intentions. Can you imagine just like.
Did they keep up the charade? Like, were they like, thanks, and let her walk out and let her think she did a good thing? Or did they tell her she was an idiot right then and there?
I think they told her. They're just like,
here's what you have
to do. I have no problem telling
her. If you're the shelter person, if you receive this and you look down and see what's going on, you have to throw it in the garbage can.
Ah, we don't take this.
Throw it as hard as you can against the wall.
Just shout Kobe.
Yeah, one of those little trash can basketball hoops.
Yeah.
Charge him.
That's right. They don't know who Kobe is over in England.
Or she should have put the whole thing in her mouth.
Yeah, right?
I'll taste and see if this is a real hedgehog. Oh, man. It's really well-meaning to see what you... I mean, looking at the picture of the poof, it does vaguely resemble a hedgehog. But I think by the point you pick it up and see it does not move overnight. It doesn't eat, move, poop, or anything overnight.
I feel like you got a hedgehog in that it has hair. Like, there's nothing. There's no face. There's no legs.
It's round and has hair. And I feel like if you kind of tilt the box, you see it kind of roll around. You realize it. But maybe, you know, well-meaning women in their 60s or 70s just kind of like, she really didn't want to, like, tip this hedgehog and make it angry. Are hedgehogs even, do they live in England?
The endemic, too. No, I don't think so.
I feel like, because badgers live there. I feel like they're all red wall animals.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, please remember, if you spot a hedgehog out during the day, it's a sign something's not right. Pop them in a box with a warm source and seek help from your local vets. Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Hedgehog in the morning, take warning. Hedgehog at night. Streamer's delight.
Right. Oh, man. That's great.
Hedgehogs are blue and gotta go fast.
Yes. They love chili dogs. Could you imagine she just brought in, like, I heard they love chili dogs.
I bet with the way Google is now, if you Google what's a hedgehog eat, chili dog's the first thing that comes up. Because Google, I don't know if y'all have experienced this, doesn't work anymore.
Right. I would have told her, if you kill it, you get coins.
Oh, boy. Well, props to this well-meaning woman for turning in a beanie pom-pom.
But, it was very nice of you, but please, for the sake of everyone, turn in your driver's license.
Yes.
She reminds me of a young Joe Biden.
I'd elect her president. She's better than the other one.
I would, please. Can I read it? Can I do a new segment? Is that okay?
Please. Yeah.
All right.
We'll allow it.
Thank you. This is a trial run. So tweets are in the Library of Congress, right? Like, Twitter is backed up. I believe all of Twitter is backed up in an archive in the Library of Congress, which means that every tweet ever is in the Library of Congress. So the Librarian of Congress probably has a pretty difficult time discerning, bookmarking which ones. So I wanted to give them... sort of a guide to the ones they should really highlight and put on display. And so this is a segment I'm calling Tweets That I Consider Literature. And I'm going to read this one to you right now. I'm going to try and do this every week. This is a tweet from Dr. Roberta Bobby, Dr. Sweetie 303. From her profile picture, she does not look like a real doctor. That might be wrong of me to assume, but she's showing a lot of cleavage. And this is Sean. Do you know what tweet's coming?
No, but I have an idea.
This is a tweet. It's not even replying to anyone, as far as I can tell. It's okay, just a tweet. Mind. This is on 1/19/2022. I never did coke, bitch. But I put 3 melatonins up my butt and freaked it. All night I dreamt of ghouls and devils.
That's a good tweet. It's...
Point of information, freaked it spelled with a PH.
Right. That's the Greek spelling.
I put 3 melatonins up my butt and freaked it. All night I dreamt of ghouls and devils. Has been stuck in my head since I read this tweet.
I wonder if that can be clinically proven.
Well, a doctor, oh, yeah. I said.
That's true. All night I dreamt of ghouls and devils. What a terrible way to go.
But it reminds me of a show and tell.
I took melatonin once. Sorry. That's
let's hear about your melatonin story.
I'm happy to hear it. Did something happen? I got pretty nicely.
Nothing happened. I took melatonin after having several glasses of wine. It did not go well. But there's that, y'all know how like there are those Counter-Strike levels where the guys like fly through the air.
Yeah.
Like, the kind of like modded levels where they like jump from thing to thing. And there's that one video where some guy posted like the Counter-Strike, but they're flying through Home Depot.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Yes. Still speaking of tweets. That's what melatonin feels like. That's why I got so sick. I was like, I'm moving. I'm lying in bed still, but my brain's like, you're flying, man. You're doing it.
Sean got the zoomies.
I got the zoomies lying still, and my brain's like, my stomach's just like, you gotta get rid of this. Haven't taken melatonin since, but I can believe that having 3 suppository melatonins, you will be dreaming of ghouls and devils.
And freaking it. Open for interpretation of what that means.
Like the old Gressons did.
Speaking of ghouls and devils, can we talk about a movie? I think we all saw this.
Did we all see Dune 2?
I have not, but I read the manga.
I know what happens. I haven't seen Dune 2 either. I was just... I thought that's what we were
talking
about.
Now we're talking Dune 2. Are you talking Dune 2?
Am I the only one that's seen Dune 2?
Has anyone seen it?
I'm sure
a lot of people have seen Dune 2, Sean, but we
haven't.
Sure,
sure.
Wow. It's great.
Is it good? Okay.
It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. Villeneuve gets it, man. He just... Spectacle, sci-fi...
Worm riding.
Really gets it. My only y'all will see it. My only complaints were that the score more subdued. Obviously, spoilers with the House of Atreides being rid of. There are no bagpipers. No one's left. So no cool bagpipe moments. Sorry.
Did they get the guy back who's like?
I was gonna ask that, Tyler. Thank you.
No.
Is this a spoiler?
You do see Sardaukar soldiers, but no one hyping them up because they've already. Bummer. There's really no need to hype them up because you know they kind of.
I think that's how you know this is set in the future because that is such like an amazing move. The army should hire DJs to like sit in the barracks and just like pump up the soldiers to be like ready for battle at all times.
The guitar guy from Mad Max, just like with the fire.
Yeah.
And the
we don't have enough. You know what? It stopped with the trumpet boys. Or the drummer boys back in the Revolutionary War. We need to bring that back.
Boys. I don't know why I did Monsters, Inc.
There's trumpets in that. I saw a tweet. This isn't funny, but I saw a tweet. Steven Spielberg, I guess, asked Villeneuve, which actor on set like actually studied the camera movements and looked like they might be a future director. And he said Zendaya.
She's Michi.
I believe it.
Yeah, she's Michi and a director in the future.
I absolutely believe it. She's fantastic. That's the thing. Everything I've seen today, and she's wonderful. She is truly so talented. She's fantastic. Can't wait for Challengers in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Challengers.
Is that about... Be, is that like a sequel to The Challenger?
Unfortunately not. It's
it's about Big Bird.
Challenge
almost making
Revenge of the O-Rings.
It's about a tennis throuple, and it's directed by the guy who did Call Me By Your Name, Suspiria, and Bones and All. So who knows? Can't wait. All those other movies, 9 out of 10. It's easy.
My problem with Dune 2, and I think this would have gotten people like me to go see Dune 2, is they called it Dune Part 2. When you really need for a sequel, you really have to have a catchy title. Like Dune 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Dune 2 Back in Action or something like that. And I think just calling it Dune 2 was boring. People are going to say, I thought Dune was over at Dune Part 1. There were credits. I didn't really leave anything for a Part 2. And they really needed that, you know, to Dune, to Dune, or something like that.
Yeah. Tune.
Tune.
It's worth the watch, though. Highly recommend going to see it in theaters. We saw it in Dolby. Fucking the scene, the warm riding scene, was magnificent. It's
did you see it very, in 4X?
Very good.
Or 4D?
No, we're not seeing in 4X. Absolutely
4X.
Not.
I don't know where they just beat the shit out of you while you're watching a movie.
I saw Godzilla Minus One in 4X because we were on a little hiatus during that, and that's the most
just
pain
get
I've
drenched.
Ever been. I got shook out of my seat. There was a scene, the scene where Godzilla does the big breath the first time. Somebody yelled, "Ah, damn it!" in front of me. And because they're so violent, and the seats are like faux leather, so they're slippery. So you're just holding on like this, and if you get kind of, you know, pushed backward, if you, God forbid, you recline in the movie theater, you're just gonna go right out of the seat. And we can't even see the screen, and it's your guy in the front yell, "God damn it!"
You get sucked into the machine somehow, into the gears.
It was fun, though. I do recommend it at least once.
I'll see it when they release Shrek back in theaters.
They're going to put the smells in.
Exactly. Give me the ogre fart.
Outhouse opens, theater clears.
I know it smelled crazy in there.
Yeah, Dune 2, good. Other yes. Devils and Ghouls movie, Late Night with the Devil.
Earned $666,000 on Sunday. Did you guys see that?
Delightfully devilish, Tyler.
It is. I'm actually, it's only earned like $2.5 million or something. I'm shocked because I was in a huge theater and it was packed to the brim. Like, a lot of people, at least in my area, went and saw it. I don't know if it was the same for you guys.
I don't think it got many showings. Mine was pretty busy at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah. And we went we could go tonight actually on a Thursday, and it was relatively busy. Fun movie. I know I talked about being a human IMDb, but I cannot name you the Australian directors, but it was directed by a pair of brothers. It's about a late night talk show hosted by a character played by David Dastmalchian, who is one of those guys.
Amazing.
Like, you see him and you're like, oh, I know that guy. He's fantastic in everything he does. Also works with Denis Villeneuve. Speaking of
he's
Dune,
the Joker.
Yeah, he did Dune 1.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's in The Dark Knight. He works with both
speaking
Denis Villeneuve
of
and Christopher Nolan.
Speaking of a smell clearing a room, he was in Dune 1.
Yeah.
What happened?
That's how he died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bit down on the tooth and blew out
that's
poison.
Right.
And, yeah.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Very he died
bald.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't Baron Harkonnen.
I thought that was one of those. Like, I thought he was Peter or whatever his name.
No, he was like a little jester. He was like a little minion.
They got rid of that character.
A,
guy. That's a different character in the book. Okay, I gotta go back and watch Dune 1. Because that's the biologist guy in the book who does that.
Oh.
Who's not, I don't think he's in the movie.
No.
Interesting. Well, okay. There is a biologist. We're getting in the weeds. This is not a Dune podcast.
Clearly not a Dune podcast. I haven't read it. But Late Night with the Devil presents, it's like a sort of pseudo found footage movie about, like, here's the footage from a talk show in the late 70s who was on the outs and they were trying to keep up ratings and they had a spooky guest for a Halloween night. And it's kind of the devolution of that night as seen through both the telecast and behind the scenes footage. And it is a rocking good time. It is scrappy. It is spooky. It's not like terrifyingly scary, but it's well made. Lots of practical effects. Lots of like respect for the like previous found footage or procession or like live, air quotes live haunting movies in the past. Good time. Can't wait to return to it this Halloween.
It's the unofficial sequel to an old show and tell that Sean brought in, Ghost Watch, of this kind of like fake live Halloween night broadcast. I read a review that said they wish they had saw it on their TV screen, and I have to agree with that.
I would also agree. Here's the thing. I'm glad I went to go see it in theaters. You know, use my money to say like, hey, we want more stuff like this. But watching on TV at home would have been is the ideal situation.
It's a late night show and it plays out in real time. So it's got like an hour and a half long and it's like the exact length of like, you know, a Jimmy Fallon episode. But it's like it has commercial breaks and stuff and it is all in real. So it would be a really good like Halloween night. Put it on at like 11 o'clock.
Completely. But yeah, great scares, great little, it's nothing like jump scares or anything of that type. It's more like blink and you miss it type scares, which are one of my favorites, you know, speaking to Ghost Watch. And it's I was happy that it got released in theaters pretty wide. And it hits Shudder April 19th. And I would highly recommend, if not watch it then, but or at least save it for your Halloween rotation this October. Good time.
Is Shudder the best streaming service? I don't. Shudder has the most like all killer, no filler for me because I put my $5 down every October, and I watch 30 horror movies, and then I don't renew. And then I get the most bang for my buck out of Shudder because they have they've monopolized the genre.
You truly get a lot of great shit. I get my Shudder through AMC Plus, and so I have that year round because you never know when another Mad Men rewatch will come up for me. It could be at any point. But Shudder's got some truly, truly great stuff. And also, like, if not like, this is a masterpiece, a horror. It does have Possession, which is a horror masterpiece. It's the Citizen Kane of horror. But there's also just stuff that you can just like throw on. It's like a tight 90, really easy peasy going, and it's a fun time.
Have you watched Hell House LLC yet?
I watched the first one years and years ago.
Oh, that rips!
It's a good time. I'm eager to get into the rest of the lore because I think it's a great concept.
The sequels are not good. Do not watch those.
Fair enough. I think Shudder has Terrifier. Am I right there? I don't remember. If you haven't seen Terrifier 1, you can skip it. It's not... The practical effects are pretty good. The kills are gruesome. But Terrifier 2 is where they really get into the characters, the lore, and also just what the movie is. And if you have an iron stomach, it is worth a watch because it's a fucking hoot. And it's truly really good.
You will need bleach for your eyes, but honestly, this movie might ruin bleach for you.
That's true. Have a palate cleanser for after Terrifier 2, but Terrifier 2 is truly so much fun.
there's a really good scene involving bleach and salt, and
ooh,
it plays out almost like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
It Art the Clown is truly so cartoonish. He is very much a clown, and the way the actor plays him is, it's a lot of fun. But yeah, I think that's on Shudder. Either way, good service to have. I don't know if I would say it's the best streaming service.
I think I get the most for my money out of it.
I would see that, yeah.
Because I pay $5 a year and watch the new VHS and then unsub.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, speaking of frightening things, what's this rare disorder about seeing people's faces as demonic?
It's just one man.
One man.
One man sees not everyone. People. You don't. Not everyone sees one man as demonic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. One man, the devil himself. No, yeah,
he walks.
One man. Earth. One man woke up one morning in November 2020, and he noticed out of the blue that everyone looked demonic around him. Like the faces were stretched, they had deep wrinkles on their face. They looked just generally evil. He says, "My first thought when I woke up was that I was in a demon world, and dear Lord." How awful would it be if you woke up and thought you got isekai'd? Like, that's awful.
Isekai'd to Earth, but everyone looks slightly different.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations also to isekai for being added to the Webster Dictionary.
Was it really?
The English Dictionary. It's isekai is in there.
They've been making them since Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. They right, finally.
That's true. But now it's a
yeah, that's,
we
that's
all
pretty
recognize.
Much it.
Awful. I feel like there are like maybe an Aphex Twin music video that was like that.
This is a real disease. It's called. Hang on a second.
Here we go.
Prosopometamorphopsia. PMO.
Wow.
It is real. What is weird is that it doesn't affect how he sees faces on screens, it's only faces he sees in real life, which is how he was able to make the mock-up, because he was like, he looked at the face.
He made that.
Yeah, he looked at the face alongside the one he was looking at and was able to judge just the one on the screen until it was like the one on real life. It's a fascinating.
It is. And yeah, there's a graphic, and maybe we'll tweet it out or we'll forget. We'll see. There's a graphic, yeah, like they were talking about that has the real face next to the new face. And honestly, the new face looks cooler. Like, I think I'd be down.
That's sick as hell.
This is kind of an enhancement, maybe an evolutionary enhancement.
We're finally breeding people with Snapchat filter eyes.
Yes, we are. You know what? You don't know what's awful is I saw this tweet, or I saw this on a tweet, and all of the comments under it were from Blue Check saying, yeah, he's just seeing the world as it truly is.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, Elon, you gotta get them off there.
I've also seen the discourse of just like, he's seeing the real. It was a lot of they live, like, tweets. Mm. It's like, he's finally seeing how it is, man. He needs the glasses. I'm like, all right, well,
there.
I don't think that's how it is.
There were two triggers for this man's case. First of all, he had carbon monoxide poisoning for 4 months. Secondly, he had a significant head injury earlier. So if you combine those two things, plus Chemical X.
You're going to start seeing people with weird faces. That's fine. I hope he can still. That's the thing, is how long do you think you could go before you're like, this is my life now. I'm going to start treating them like people because they're not out to hurt me.
Right.
What if you saw a guy who looked normal? You'd be like, does he look like a demon?
Are you the demon?
It's like Shallow Hal 2.
But really, I think I would probably have to go like 5 or 6 days and then I'd acclimate.
You would have a moment where you take a picture of someone, and while the picture was developing, if this was a movie, while the picture was loading up, you would have to look at them through a screen to find out what they actually look like.
Damn. Yeah.
You would have to hold it up and you'd see a normal person, and when the camera went over them, they'd be like freaky looking.
I think that happens. Under a week, I can acclimate.
That happens in Insidious 1.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what a good movie.
Great movie. Insidious 2, scariest movie I've ever seen. I saw that in 4X, too.
Haven't seen the other two. Man. Producer Peyton just texted me and said we should see Furiosa in 4DX.
Yes, you should.
I'm hesitant. That's the thing, is that I'd like to do 4DX on, like, the second watch. Not on the first watch. I want to be able to see the screen. I don't want to be shaken out of my seat.
Or you buy the second watch and you're like, this is so nice.
That's true. It's like, oh, I can see clearly now. But I feel like I'd have, like, light, just the lightest amount of PTSD where I'd be gripping the sides of the seat more. I'm just like,
it'd make you appreciate it.
I guess you would remember more of the movie then. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's when I got fucking... Like, I remember water slides from when I was in, like, middle school because of how traumatic they were.
I thought you meant the Mac Miller album.
No.
Speaking of blue checks, can we talk about the Twitter discourse of this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see any of it. I'm you didn't? Know. No, I didn't.
It was pretty much a tweet that was comparing, like, modern day, or DoorDash is like modern day TV frozen dinners. Like, people are ordering DoorDash instead of cooking.
I think it started because someone was at a coffee shop and they saw a DoorDasher show up and get, like, a single black coffee. And they were like, who is doing this? Like, who can't make a black coffee? Like, who is paying $18 for a single black coffee?
Yeah, that is bonkers behavior, but I understand there are many people.
Well, Sean, you must hate disabled people.
That's the thing. Yeah, I understand that some people need it, you know.
This goes deeper. Apparently, prepared food at home contains histamines, and and food prepared in restaurants do not. So
there are some all-time bangers on. This was like the singularity of, like, it had everything. It had, like, weird long COVID people. It had like holistic natural food people. It had, like, everyone you don't want to talk to at a party on one tweet. Being like, I screenshotted a tweet because it's gone now. Oh, but it was this person got clowned on so hard because they said, here's the tweet. This one does not belong in the Library of Congress. Please do not bookmark this one.
Okay.
What did people do before delivery? What did people do before vaccines? What did people do before medicine? They died or made do with other things people shamed them for. I don't know what to tell you. It's not any different now. This person put vaccines, medicine, and DoorDash is the same thing. Somebody said, I need restaurant food. Because I have POTS, which I looked it up. POTS is a disorder where you get dizzy from standing up too fast. I didn't know that was a disorder. I just thought that's what happened. apparently, I'm disabled.
If you got POTS, you should be cooking. That's the obvious joke. I'm sorry.
They said the amount of salt in restaurant food I need because it helps with my equilibrium. And someone says, just buy a bag of salt then. And they said, I do. And they posted a link to some sort of holistic salt lick. It's like, honestly, everyone should be doing this. It got so off the rails. It was amazing.
That's truly unbelievable. I see DoorDash as both a gift and a curse in that it's like, oh, man, if I want Zaxby's at 8 o'clock at night, but I've already had a little drink and I don't want to drive, perfect. I'm fine paying $24 for it. But also, holy shit, I paid $24 for Zaxby's.
Well, I guess, it's use DoorDash because you're taking it away from someone who needs it medically.
And plus, Sean, if you did it the old-fashioned way and still went to Zaxby's, there's a new added layer of fun to it because you were drinking ahead of time. So you're truly missing out on a really great experience, if I'm going to be honest with you. No, this is all dumb. Honestly, you should delete DoorDash because it should not cost you $80 to have a McDouble delivered to your house. You should
It's so expensive.
It's ridiculous.
So
expensive. And if
it's ridiculous,
here's the thing. If you are living the life where you can survive off of having DoorDash delivered for every meal, that's wonderful.
No,
for you.
Donate that money. That money is better spent elsewhere.
Keep living that life. But boy, oh boy, do not get mad at people on the internet for getting mad at DoorDash or Uber Eats or fuck all Postmates.
Somebody said, man. Well, this is my favorite one, was somebody said, I have to get DoorDash most mornings for breakfast because in between mental illness and my job as a public defender, I can't prepare my own breakfast. And somebody goes, if my court-appointed lawyer tells me they had to order DoorDash because they were too mentally ill to make a sandwich... I'm getting the death penalty.
If you're a public defender, you're allowed to have mental illness. I would not post that online, like you said. But oh, that's more of a sign of you need help than anything. You know, it's like there's an answer here that's not get DoorDash every morning. It's maybe talk to a counselor about it. You know,
look at my lawyer, dog. They paid $30 for a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. I'm going to jail.
My lawyer couldn't make his own coffee.
Oh man,
somebody was like, I agree with this. I have days when I can't make I have a disorder where I can't leave the house to get food, so I have to get DoorDash, and I work as a DoorDasher. And someone's like, you're on the job. You're already there.
My brother in Christ, you are the one who delivers.
Getting off of a long day of DoorDashing and then ordering DoorDash.
People live very different lives from us. They have their needs. They have their ways to access. I respect it.
Sure.
Live your own life. Like I said, if you can afford to pay $40 for a double cheeseburger or a quinoa bowl, that's fantastic for you. I can't justify it any longer. It's... Whew.
This is a heated topic outside of the Twitter world. Funnily enough, after your wedding, Sean, we were heading back. I was with the Higgins brothers. Casey was driving because he didn't drink. Everyone remembers Colby was pretty inebriated, and we were
Colby
like,
was the life of the party. We'll take it behind the scenes here. There are so many great wedding photos of Colby really owning the dance floor, and
he's great.
Are those photos anywhere? I have not seen a single photo.
I will send you all the link.
Yay!
Hey!
Sorry, I haven't yet.
Jesus. It's all good. So we were heading back from the wedding, and your wedding was like out in the woods. Like, if you broke down, it would take hours for someone to come and help you. There was nothing, there was like nowhere to stop and eat in between the wedding venue and Colby's place. So I, you know, suggested, hey, maybe we should order something. He yelled at me for 35 minutes. The entire way home. He made me feel terrible suggesting ordering something from DoorDash. Just drunk out, just so drunk.
Because you're taking it away from, you're using it when you don't need it. That DoorDash is needed by people who need
it. Yeah, well, his argument is that these dashers don't even get paid a living wage, and, you know, we don't need to get into that and all that, but...
That's true. When I heard that we were talking about DoorDash, I wanted to talk about, like, no longer, if I see a soldier or a police officer, I'll no longer nod my head or say thank you, sir. If I see someone delivering food to my apartment building as I'm walking up to it, I will like nod my head, and a part of me will have to stop most of myself from saying thank you for your service.
Yeah, I take your hat off when you cross the DoorDash.
They are truly they are doing the Lord's work. They are doing the job that no one else wants, and they are providing such a service. I think we should all be out of our windows clapping pans for DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Everybody at 8 p.m. tonight, let's go outside and show our appreciation for DoorDashers.
The boat's doing
mostly
circles
because
in the harbor.
They can't find my fucking apartment. But you know,
yeah, right? That's the worst part, is these poor people do not know how to navigate apartment complexes.
I always deliver it to the restaurant across the street.
Is that true?
I do. I have it delivered to the restaurant near me. Which is closed after 3 p.m. It's a brunch place, so it closes at 3. So I say deliver to this brunch place, and then I walk across the street and stand out front because ain't no way in hell.
Damn, you're moving at that point. Like, going the downstairs. The only reason you should order DoorDash is no one, you don't want anyone outside to see you. Like, that's that should be the only reason you order DoorDash. No, like, at that point, just get in the car.
Yeah, no, I'm still selecting, like, contactless delivery. It's 2024.
That's awful. Just
leave it at the door. I don't want to answer my t-shirt and shorts. You're like, oh, man, thanks.
It's for my single black coffee.
You didn't keep this warm at all, huh? That's fine. Thank you. Have a good night.
Did you see the picture? You know how the DoorDasher has to take a picture of the food?
Yeah.
Somebody was coming down the stairs in their underwear. And the DoorDasher got him perfectly in the window, just underwear.
If you're a dasher, you see some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler, you're a pizza delivery guy. You.
I did see some shit.
Yeah. You were the
ever see, like, a boob? Just one.
What'd you say?
Did you ever see, like, a boob?
Okay, I actually did.
He once. Did.
I'm not going to lie.
No!
I did.
This is one of my favorite Tyler stories.
Just one?
No.
Oh.
No. It was the whole package. I was delivering. It was in Buckhead, which, you know. So I buzzed the guy. And the guy answers, like, yeah, come on up. And then just a naked woman answered the door. And I was like, hello?
And you were the pizza guy. Like, I've seen this.
And I was the pizza guy. And it did not end any way. I got stiffed. There was no check. Like, that was the tip for me. And I was like, lady, that's what the internet's for.
I got life is money, light man. At this moment.
Yeah, so I could die happy now, but I did, yeah.
Wish I could die happy.
I wish I could just die.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
I do something similar to you when I see a DoorDasher walk by, but I don't tip my hat. I wiggle my fingers and go, what do we have here?
Often I hear that.
Which, that's for me. What's all this then?
Which apartment did that go to? No matter.
Oh, that's me. Speaking of food, I have a show and tell real quick.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about this one.
It's a show on Netflix. It's a anime. It's
Dune 2 again.
Dune 2 is on Netflix now. it's Probably. Called Delicious in Dungeon. People on Twitter call it Dungeon Meshi if you're a Boku no Hero Academia person.
Like Tyler.
Like Tyler. the plot is, it's like a D&D style fantasy show where it's fantasy, but they talk about, like, you know, classes and spells and stuff like that. It's very, like, kind of in, like, a D&D kind of setting. And the premise is, this guy's sister gets swallowed by a dragon at the bottom of a dungeon, and they gotta make their way down to get her, but it's too expensive to carry all that food with him. And so he says, you know what? We're just going to kill and eat monsters on the way down there. And that's the whole show. It's them going down this dungeon. And then every episode, they kill a monster and then prepare it into a delicious looking meal. And it is so chill and a lot of fun. A lot of fun recipes. And the last one, they killed some bugs and put them in a little jar for later. And they swung the jar like a mace through ghosts. And the ghosts, when the jar passed through, it chilled the bugs inside and made a sorbet in the swinging of the thing. And, yeah, it's just one episode they killed a kelpie and then you prepared it and made soap out of the fat. And it's just a show about cooking and eating monsters. And it's really funny. It's got a good – Pro ZD is the main character.
Oh, cool.
He does a great job. It's got a good dub. And, yeah, Delicious in Dungeon. It's a great time.
I can co-sign. I've seen the first half of the season or so. Delightful little show.
Nice.
Great English voice cast. It's not like DIY where it's like, we're going to teach you some real world skills in this delightful little anime. It's like, we're going to take this fake creature. Like what Will said, we're going to take bugs and throw them through.
Kind of reminds me of like those illustrations of how like chefs prepare Pokemon to be ate.
Exactly.
Like that. That's exactly what it kind of.
Yeah. It's extremely well thought out and is based in like real world mechanics, but Yeah, you're not going to really learn much, but it is. It's nice. The art style is really sweet.
It's like half really cool. Fantasy adventure. Like one episode recently, they fought a mimic, and then the last half was them preparing the mimic and like taking it out of the shell and steaming it. It's a good show.
That's very fun.
Yeah.
It's by Trigger too.
It does.
So it looks amazing.
It does well to balance like the Frieren, you know, like other fantasy, like top tier fantasy anime that is, you know, less gimmicky, but very, also very, very good.
Hmm.
We haven't talked about Frieren yet, have we?
We will. We got a whole episode on Frieren.
Oh, yeah. Coming up.
And Free Guy.
Oh, yeah. Classic. Film classic.
And
put that in the, and Fall Guy coming soon. And
Fall Guys.
I got another Netflix series, but I feel like I might have to do some convincing for you guys. How do we feel? What's the general temperature on Guy Ritchie in this chat here?
I'm a Guy Ritchie fan.
You're a Guy Ritchie fan.
I know the show you're about to talk about, the movie that it's based on, I was truly surprised and delighted by.
Oh, you've even seen the movie. Most people I know who've seen the series, including myself, have not seen the movie. You don't need to see the movie to be able to watch the series. The
movie's also on Netflix, though, Tyler.
Yeah, but...
It's a hoot. It's
okay,
it's
well, I'll watch it.
Classic Richie. It's a good time.
Now it'll be like a prequel. But yeah, the series is kind of a sequel, I guess, to the movie. I guess I wouldn't know. But it's about the son of a duke who inherits the estate that he lives on. And as he finds out that Duke was running a marijuana room under the estate, and just has this whole marijuana business throughout the UK, and so he tries to kind of get out from under it. He's like, you know, I don't want to be a part of this, but ends up kind of like falling into the whole like drug runner underworld of the UK. It's got really, really great cast. I honestly had no idea who this... I've never seen the Divergent series, so I didn't know who Theo James, is that his name?
You've seen The White Lotus season 2.
I've seen The White Lotus. That's what I know him from.
You've never seen Divergent?
I haven't seen Divergent or Insurgent.
You haven't
or...
seen Divergent.
I've seen Divergent.
You have not seen Divergent.
I have seen Divergent. I have a sister who was that age. I have seen Divergent 1. I absolutely have seen Divergent 1. There's a scene where they have to jump off a city and go through like a... Yeah, I've seen Divergent 1. It's not good.
Is he good in it? Because he's good in The Gentleman.
No one's good in this movie.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Deterred.
But he plays the guy who inherits it. Also, Caius... Godelario,
she's
who was, I guess, the main character is in Skins. I haven't seen her in anything before this. Great cast, really fun, you know, crime series. When was the last time you saw like a really good, other than I guess Better Call Saul, you know, a good, you know, crime series that's got that stylized violence that, you know, that's going to come from Guy Ritchie. He executive produces the series. The suits look amazing. Like I looked at, I want to buy so many suits after seeing this. It just looks really great. And it's a fresh take on crime series. It's only 8 episodes.
Cool.
Would be great for a flight or something like that. But definitely something you should put on at some point if you're looking for something to watch.
It's like, who co-produced this series? Joseph A. Bank?
Right? Men's Warehouse? John Men's Warehouse?
You're going to like this movie. I guarantee it.
I'm happy
to get arrested.
The Men's Warehouse have separated themselves from their former spokesman and owner or founder.
I like how they had, like...
What did he do?
He wasn't a full Jared. He wasn't. We don't know his name, but he was the Men's Warehouse guy.
Full Jared. I will. I'm looking it up.
Racketeer.
I will certainly. Here's the thing about spring TV. I have started so many shows that I have not finished. Like even Feud. Capote versus the Swans, which I genuinely loved. There have been like 2 or 3 episodes, and I haven't finished it yet.
How many
Shogun,
Swans is it?
Haven't. 6. 5.
Capote's a small guy. I don't know if he could fight 6 Swans.
he fights a lot of swans. Shogun, haven't touched. I'm starting to get the same way with TV shows as I used to be with video games, as I still am with video games. That's concerning behavior to me. Mm. I don't know what's going on.
Hope you're not like that with families.
I am not, which is why I know who Caius Scodelario is, because once you accept a wife into your house, you will know a lot about skins. George Zimmer is an American businessman. He's the founder, former executive chairman, and former CEO of Men's Warehouse.
He's a CEO.
Let's go to personal life. Zimmer's experience caring for his mother, who died of cancer, led him to support research into the therapeutic use of MDMA. That's not...
I'm not sure we can get rid of him for that.
No.
You know, that's cool.
That seems pretty neat.
Hey, look in the chat. Brand worked for Men's Warehouse in 2007.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're going to love the way you look.
You got some suits out of that.
I guarantee it.
On June 25th, 2013, the company responded to public pressure for more information following its terse original statement. Oh, what was the original statement? Shit.
Oh, he got kicked out for power struggle.
Oh. Unspecified reasons and declined to offer any explanation in its press release. Okay, so he didn't like Papa John himself.
This is now... Well, Papa John did some other things.
Yeah, he did some pretty bad things.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, George Zimmer, like, didn't, you know, do like a Papa John. He just
didn't Papa John. Well, we did need to figure out. This is now a Men's Warehouse investigation podcast. This is Serial.
What has the show ever been if not a Men's Warehouse? What would we name it? We're just sitting here just fucking shooting the breeze about.
You're going to love the way you pod.
Yeah, exactly. Man, they had to drop the whole thing. Unfortunately, Mr. Zimmer wouldn't accept anything other than full control of the company, and the board was left with no choice but to terminate him as executive chairman. Man, it sounds like...
Let's try something new next week. Let's do an investigative pod into Men's Warehouse and what George Zimmer did. I'll reach out, see if we can get him on, and...
Just make sure you stop it. Zimmer. Do not consider Zimmerman. We do not need that.
No, okay. We don't want him.
His brother, Hans. Famous for pirate music.
Exactly. Apparently Hans Zimmer is going on tour again this year. Nice. And is coming to Atlanta.
God, what are you going to do? Watch a guy play the...
If he brings the bagpipe guys from Dune, absolutely. He's our current John Williams. Yeah, he's coming to Gas South Arena September 6th for $166. Oh. Jeez Louise. Anyways, we got anything else this week?
Did we cover everything?
This is solar eclipse. Have y'all seen the path of totality for the solar eclipse?
The path of totality is still so good.
The what path of totality.
$600 right in front of the stage. Jesus Christ.
This is the most convincing evidence that aliens are real, because the path of totality for the solar eclipse, for those of you who don't know, the solar eclipse, if you see it from an angle, isn't 100% eclipse. You have to see it like from like dead on. the cities that it's covering are... I'll come right out and say it. America's shittiest cities. It stretches from Austin, Texas, home of South by Southwest, presented by Raytheon.
Austin is the only good city in Texas, though, let's be fair.
San Antonio.
Yeah. And San Antonio.
It goes from Waco,
Riverwalk, some Waco, nice things from what I hear.
Texarkana, Little Rock, Arkansas, Carbondale, Illinois, Dayton, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, Rochester, New York, Syracuse, New York. It is every, just like...
Every blue-collar city in the nation.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Cleveland and Buffalo don't get a lot throughout the year. They don't get sports
Let
teams.
Let them have this.
Buffalo does have a lot throughout the year. They get the Bills. They were really good this year.
Up until the playoffs. Yeah.
They got to go shovel the stadium for him for free, and then they lost, and they had to sit there.
It's great.
There is, and I'm saying this as a Braves fan, I can't really say this anymore, but there is no more punished fan than a Bills fan.
Bills will never see the Super Bowl as long as Patrick Mahomes is alive.
Well, yeah.
The Bills went to, I think, 3 Super Bowls in a row, or 4. Or they went three for 4, and they lost all of them, and I think it broke them.
Yeah.
The part of your brain that produces the pleasure chemical was snapped that day, and now they have to jump to a burning table off a school bus to feel anything. Bill's Mafia.
So, you know, if anything, we now have a sort of belt here, a path of totality belt, in which many of these cities will find a new god in those brief minutes of a total solar eclipse, and then when we come out the other end, we'll see what the country is like. It's happening before the election, so maybe this could really swing some things for the two geriatric candidates.
Is there a total eclipse of the heart coming up?
Maybe.
An earnest answer. Perhaps. If you play your cards right. What is the eclipse?
I understand they're the most unfortunate cities in the United States, but I think those being the most unfortunate cities, they deserve something.
It's the cities that are gonna stare at it, though. Have you met anyone from Buffalo?
That's fine too. Yeah,
from Dayton, those people will stare at the sun on a good day.
Then that's fine too. You know, they go out swinging, man. They get like a cool big spectacle, and then we never hear from them again.
Did we do a podcast episode when the Bored Ape NFT party blinded everyone?
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Did we?
Surely.
Because this reminds me of that. Sean's looking confused.
They blinded everyone.
It was like, yeah, there was like the NFT bros threw a festival for NFT bros.
Oh,
and they used
lasers.
Like,
we didn't.
It was because
it was in November
on the stage.
They got black lights. They didn't buy party black lights. They bought medical black lights. I guarantee you, because they were more expensive. They were like, we're getting the expensive ones. The medical black lights. Ones. Will blind
we're
you.
Gonna see mustard stains. Your grandpa left.
They're used for like disinfecting medical like tools, and they put them up on the stage, and then everyone was tweeting at like 3 a.m that night, does anyone else's eyes hurt? And they had all experienced sunburn on their corneas.
Oh,
if anyone deserved it more.
Truly.
Like a Twilight Zone episode, the very men who spend $1,000 on a picture of a monkey can suddenly no longer see. On tonight's episode of Twilight Zone, they're the monkey.
Well, I think you're the next episode is yours. You got to do it full Rod Serling.
I can do it if you give me a second to find it, but because I was doing it the other day in my apartment. And I was really knocking myself out. This is what it's like to live alone. You just walk around going, on tonight's episode.
I have like a full album worth of songs that I sing when I'm doing the dishes. I get it.
It's raffy.
Yeah.
I'm not weird. I'm completely normal.
Tyler doesn't even talk to his dog.
When we're not doing podcasts, there's no thought going on between this. I just go sit back there. And wait for 2 weeks.
Tyler powers down. He goes into idle mode.
Oh, what a life. Well, I think that's going to cover it for us this week. We got to go let Tyler power down.
Time to power down.
Can we get a picture of you sitting in your apartment in the dark? It's a tweet out like next Wednesday.
I'll send you one right now.
You have a ring camera.
Just the subtle outline of Tyler just sitting with his hands in his lap, just waiting.
I have at least 70. I'm just preloaded on my phone, like Sean's sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of pictures of sandwiches on my phone.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. Marriage does weird things to you guys. I'll give you a heads up real quick. It's the best, but it'll do weird things to you.
Gotta show the grommet mug married.
I want the grommet mug.
Yeah, the one big downside of marriage is you gotta share the grommet mug.
Oh yeah. Which is fine. I would share any mug with producer Peyton. With that kind note, we're gonna sign out for the week. This has been Radish, the show and tell podcast, in which I've been one of your hosts, Sean. You can find me on Twitter somehow. Still, baseball season started up. I'm gonna start tweeting about baseball more often. Very excited.
Baseball, baby.
Sean from Radish, baseball. And we've got Letterboxd, Sean and Barry.
When are they adding TV series? Because I'm ready.
Later once this they... year. Okay. I'm going to bully you right off the app if you start logging.
Why?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
Why? What's wrong? Why can't
TV
I have my
series
fun?
Thing? I'm not going to stop you.
Is it episodes or is it full? I'm fine with full series. I don't want to be logging.
Okay. I could.
I watched an episode of Big Brother tonight.
I know some series already, like Twin Peaks The Return, you can log like a full series that way. But like, I truly don't know what it's going to look like.
I think you can log the plagiarism video by H Bomber Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can log some YouTube essays, which real quick. I'm gonna use this my plug. Jacob Geller, not friend of the show, but we've talked about him often, would love to have him on the show. Released a essay last weekend called Art for No One. It's one of the best YouTube essays I've ever seen. It's truly fascinating. Highly, highly, highly recommend. Just go into it. It's fantastic. His writing is only getting better. And it actually has a game that I've played in it, thanks to Will.
Beginner's Guide?
He talks about the Beginner's Guide. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Love that game.
Any case, I forgot the segue to that. Now I don't know how to get myself back.
I'm Will.
Oh, yeah, Letterboxd.
You can find me at Will from Radish. I've also been playing Helldivers as Radish Bill. If you get Radish Bill in your team, you got me on your six. I wanna probably play it so bad. You probably had to revive me a bunch.
And I'm Tyler. Sorry, just commenting in the chat. You can join us online, youtube.com/@radishpod. Do y'all think that the twin dragons from Dragon Tales ever kissed?
That's the water slide I'm talking about. It was at Lanier Islands. It was called Dragon Tail. And it was just like straight down, straight down, straight down. And it fucking threw you about, man. And I couldn't watch PBS after that trip.
Broke your coccyx.
Damn.
Yeah. It's like this cannot be fun for anyone if it's launching you off the slide 3 feet in the air every time.
I think that one's still there.
No. I believe it.
I love the water park.
Love a water park. We gotta go to a water park. Do they let over 30-year-old men going in a water park?
Yes, it's like a child. I'm pretty sure you gotta have a kid.
No, it's like Six Flags. You can just go.
we could also find a kid to bring. I mean,
give me till 30, and I'll get you a kid.
You know where you get kids so easy?
Yes.
Water parks. Absolutely. Let's go.
Don't the chat says that. The chat says yes, the twin dragons from Dragon Tales kissed. And everybody who's listening at home, your homework for the week, number one, is to let us know whether you thought they kissed. And two, follow us on youtube.com/@radishpod. That's the only thing I'm plugging.
Like
follow
and subscribe.
Us there, please. Like and subscribe.
Have the YouTube video on.
We're taking down Mr.
As
Beast.
You're doing chores around the house. It sounds the same as the podcast.
It is the same as the podcast.
It's the same. It's the same audio. We don't change a thing. Maybe.
You ever listen to like a radio show or a podcast and wonder, what do they look like? And then get disappointed? That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always like,
you, I mean,
like,
you've already been imagining three white guys. You're already right.
I'm of Puerto Rican descent.
Will's of Canadian descent, as his parents just recently
kill.
Found out.
Kill. Bye.
Kill. Bye, everyone.